All right. I have 7 o'clock on Wednesday, April the 27th, 2022. I hereby call this meeting of the mayor and council to order. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and Sunshine Law?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Please join me in a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Roll call, please. Here.
Councilwoman Katsunowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switman?
Here.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Boyd?
Yes. Thank you much. We'll now begin with public comments for items listed on the agenda. Don't everybody trip on themselves to get up here, given that there's really no public. I will now close the public comment session. And we'll move right along to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the township mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. I'm going to begin by pulling a resolution, I believe,
yes,
to table until our meeting on May 10th, which I will elaborate on the May 10th thing under reports.
Number two.
So we're going to pull item number two, resolution authorizing the transfer of liquor license SBG LLC to Hanson Holdings. We'll table that until the next meeting. Are there any other items that anyone in the room would like to pull? Seeing none, may I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you much.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman
yes.
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll jump into reports. Councilman Blazer.
The planning board, the 18th meeting on April 18th was canceled, lack of agenda. There will be a meeting next Monday with a couple items tentatively on the agenda. The main will probably be a hearing for site plan approval and a couple of bull phrases for the Hunterdon siding site down on Route 31 South, kind of just north of the building. They want to expand a little bit. And then a couple extension requests, which are pretty routine, from Mandale Village, the old Muni building, and the Shabbat of Hunterdon. I don't think it's anything controversial, just extension requests, which we get all the time. The Sewer Authority, their next meeting will be next Thursday, May 5th. They did, as a point of interest to council last week, submit a community funding project to Representative Malinowski for consideration. It's the $1.2 million North Pump upgrade I talked about at the last meeting. So they've submitted it for his consideration. He gets to submit 15 projects from his district to the Appropriations Committee. So it's going to be competitive, I'm sure, because all the neighboring towns have their own projects. I've read about all of them that have gone in. His staff did tell the CTSA that it looks promising. I think they told everyone it looks promising, but what have you. It is competitive. It would have to go through his filter. Then it has to go through appropriations and a budget process. So it's for the fiscal 23 federal budget would be a grant. It'd be an 80% grant for about $985,000, if successful. So fingers crossed. And that's all I have. The Finance Committee have no update.
Very good. And again, great job on the Sewer Authority's part. Turn that around. And
oh, they did.
Very.
Melissa and Nancy, they did a great job turning around. It was really well done. They had about a 10-day notice period to get it done. So it was a shovel-ready project, which made it possible because they had the hearing. So it's a good plan, benefits the region. So we think it ticks a lot of the boxes for the representative versus some of the other proposals I know of, which are very single-town-centric. But who knows?
And thanks for coordinating.
Sure.
Councilman Kaczynowski.
I have nothing to report.
Councilwoman Swift.
I missed the last meeting, so.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'll make it really
double
quick.
Double report.
We have time.
Okay. I give my time to Amy.
Thank you. Thank you.
I yield my time.
Okay, Environmental Commission, big community day thing we're doing. We should get a lot of good stuff going on. We're going to have a map, which we're going to use on the website. I think it's great for the township to have, is a really nice professional map of all our open space properties, not just trails, but, you know, everything. So we're going to have that displayed. We're going to do our 200 trees again. I think most of them are white pine. We also went to ShopRite and asked for a donation of a reusable bag since we have the plastic band thing. Mm-hmm. So we'll have 200 of those to give up, give out. We're going to have, like, sign-ups for things. Like, we have the well testing on May 7th, so we're going to try to get the word out that that's happening, QR codes to get people to go to our Facebook, Twitter page, that kind of thing. I don't remember if I reported on the stream assessment that we did at Windy Acres, but that was April 2nd with Gretchen Headwaters. This is the second time I went. It was phenomenal. It keeps getting better, so we're probably going to do that every year. Okay, Green Team, they met yesterday. I missed it. Our submission is May 22nd already for our first round, and then we hear back, and then in August we should resubmit. And then we hear back, and then November's it. We're pretty confident we have the 150 for the bronze certification. Mario's telling me we have a couple things that would really ensure that we get certified. Data from the JCP&L, Elizabethtown Gas, I think he was talking to you guys about that, and fuel usage of our, I guess, the police, all our vehicles now. Okay. I got the impression that we needed the information from JCP and Alan was the town gas. Are they here? Oh, gosh.
She's talking about the gasoline.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I think we're going to be good to go. I think we'll at least get the bronze, which is good. Cross your fingers. So we'll see what they come back with after May 22nd. The community day for Green Team. We have coloring books, lead poisoning info, which we actually have on the website now. QR code for the team, Green Team Facebook, Twitter. Doing monarch butterfly stuff. And we have the Green Fair on July 9th, which is the food truck event. So we're going to have our Green Fair with the electric cars going on there. Open space. Les is working with the builder over there with the trails. The only thing that we didn't think of is when we attach the one property to the other with the trail. I put it in the woods. Can't get a lawnmower through that to get to the other property.
Oh.
So if you're mowing Marukian, the trail we put into the woods.
Yeah.
So I think Les is discussing this with the builder to see if we can just get through.
Across the road.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Disc golf, Scott is all done. He did a phenomenal job. I was so happy with the work he did. Wasn't messy. All the ash was pretty much taken down, organized, and laying down nicely. All the invasives were taken care of for the most part. It was a really good job.
Yeah.
And everything alive that needed to be staying there is staying there. So we had a work session last weekend. He's going to actually, Mike had asked him if he could report on open space meetings, not a member, but just to...
Of course.
We
did with environmental, so...
So he's going to let us know about... Well, I'm helping him with the maintenance, the volunteer work, but so he can get back to us and tell us about maintenance, things that's going on, things that he's doing. I mean, it's just important that open space now. So if he's fine with that, I did want to discuss something. We have an open space meeting tomorrow, and it'll be discussed tomorrow. So I just wanted to throw this out there about Braze Hill. It's gotten to the point where we're ready to close it to hiking. The kids are vandalizing it so badly, and nothing seems to be working. Kathy Seif, they're doing donuts in the...
Oh, really?
It's bad. And I thought Mike was exaggerating until I went there and
it's bad.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Is that something that... to close it to hiking, or... First of all, we don't have trail maintenance, so we can't even do the trails right now.
Would that prevent the kids from going in and doing that?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you guys.
I'm trying to figure out they're accessing it, too.
They're the driveway.
They're using the parking area.
Yes.
And then they go in what, around the...
I don't know where exactly they're doing the donuts, but Kathy Seif was right there.
Yeah, on ATVs or in vehicles.
Well, that's already not allowed. There's a lot of things to allow.
Well, I know, but closing the park, you're still going to have the same issue.
And that's my concern.
Well, she's saying close the parking area.
Closing the parking area.
Entrance is what allows the vehicle onto the property to do its illicit.
Kind of would prevent access to the property, right?
Right. You
have to park on the road.
And you can't stop.
I don't know if you can park on
the road.
You don't have to facilitate it.
Correct. Let's kick it around.
Right. Well, I have my meeting tomorrow. It's going to be one of the topics.
If a few cars could park on the road, it might be doable. That road is narrow up there. I think it's Sand Hill.
You're going to see somebody. I don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know what to do with it.
Fast. Don't you really let you get caught, right? One of those things, I think.
You could hope for a lot of rain.
It's kids. I mean.
Yeah, it's prevented. You got to prevent it. You can't just.
Trail cameras.
I mean, it's illegal.
Uh-huh.
Trail cameras. You got their license plates.
No, it's not so much that it's only illegal if you get caught. There just aren't any consequences unless you get
correct.
Well,
so we've got to sort that.
Okay. Well, it's something to think about. I mean, we have...
Can we mention that to the police chief?
Yeah,
I think, I had talked to you about that.
Yeah. I think we were trying to narrow down the times.
Yeah.
That they were there.
Right.
You had mentioned after school, but...
After school, but I think like Friday nights.
I'm saying, it's not daytime. It's really brazen.
When I went there with him, there was something going on in the car that... I met him over there. I'm like, oh, jeez. You know?
All right.
I just wanted to bring that. I mean, we also have the Prospect East issue, of course. At that point, it's pretty much criminal activity. One of our hunters... had his trail cam stolen. Prospect East. They had a camo outfit on with a black mask, and the picture was taken of the person. Apparently, it was a female type.
Okay.
Yeah. So that one in particular, that property, I think is beyond teen. I think there's somebody really
vandalized.
Sick. There.
That's the one where one of the benches disappeared.
Yeah. Horrible criminal activities. So. It's not a matter of when a person gets caught. It's, they're going to get caught eventually, and then, we'll prosecute to the fullest. But that's, they're stealing, breaking things. The whole deal with Sticky. So eventually they'll get caught. Okay, the beekeeper, she's good to go. Jay did a phenomenal job on the fence. She has her hives there. We have the thing. You have to go. I know you like bees too. Just stand far away, not close. But she's very good. Well, Jay had mentioned that she might want to look into the solar electrifying fence because of the bears. Apparently, there's bears.
There's definitely bears.
Well, he had a tree stand there, and he said he saw two. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to leave you. So when it starts having a lot of honey going on there, we need to have something like that going on. So.
The bears actually are not eating it for the honey. They eat the bees for the protein.
Yeah.
I learned this from the beekeeper at the Organic Community Garden.
Really?
Yeah, that honey thing is a Winnie the Pooh thing. It's a cartoon.
And don't discount Winnie the Pooh.
I'm not. I'm just saying. They eat bees.
Carefully.
They want the bees. The larvae. The larvae has higher protein.
Attacked Winnie the Pooh. I mean,
are you
like a Grinch, too?
No. They just, it's for the kids.
Bears have to eat, too,
They do.
There's lots of berries this year, though.
Could solar even power a fence enough to keep a bear away? I have no idea.
It's, well, apparently raccoons could be a problem as well.
Oh.
Wow. So we're just going to do our best.
Yeah.
Wow. But she's ready to go. We just need a couple signs. But the monarch butterfly thing is starting. We have it on the website, so I'll be updating that as it goes. So the milkweed's starting to grow. Ready to go with that. I spoke with Raritan Headwaters about doing bird boxes at Windy Acres. Christy, she's on vacation now, but she's going to give me the blueprints of the different birdhouses we can do at Windy Acres, and then whenever they're put up, I'll go every other week and see the progress of it. Apparently they have cameras or something that you can put up there. I am looking for what we can pay for these boxes, or we can do Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. Yeah. This is something that either needs to be an Eagle Scout or a troop leader organizing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd love Boy Scout, Girl Scouts to know about that. I did a Facebook post. And the only other thing I had is this is sort of green team. Rachel and Laura from the county and I had a meeting. We're going to be organizing, you know, the environmental budget that I was asking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at some programs monthly for the residents, and it's going to be in combination with the county, some of their county programs. So things will be Echo Hill, some of their programs. I did meet her at Mindy Acres to show her different birding ideas. So we actually have a nice little layout of it's a county logo, Clinton Township Green Team logo, and a proposed list of once a month having a program. So and Laura's fantastic. I don't know if any of you guys ever met her down at the county. That's it. Oh, and I was probably going like this.
All right. And just so you know, at the last meeting, we did commit to posting any of the forestry management reports that we get on the website.
Yes, definitely. So definitely.
I think that'll be good
yes.
if we get them.
Yes.
Council President Strauss.
Yes, so the next Clinton Township Board of Ed meeting is Monday, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m. This past Saturday, the 23rd, for the Historical Preservation Commission, they had the open house at the Vote House on Grey Rock Road from 10 to 1. Under public safety, I did speak with Chief DeRosa about some hiring potentials. Accreditation, I think there's some emails that went on about that, and there's some ongoing discussions, some fleet, and also some grant opportunities, possibly for some staffing assistance as well. I will mention to him what Councilwoman Swerlick brought up about the activities continuing at Braze Hill, and congratulations to those three officers for the 200 Club Award again that next month. For fire, I know you saw the emails as well about the failed fire hose that came up.
We should be ready to address that with our next meeting.
Meeting, but the request that he made during budget was less than what he may need. He's at a conference now, I guess, where he's going to find out if that's definitely, I guess there's been a cost increase, so
And an increase in the length of hose that he anticipated having to.
That's right.
The amount of hose that.
Right, but he was going to look into any warranties or anything because it wasn't that old. And while he was at this conference, I guess, and to see if he had to replace that completely or if he would get in.
I see, for the benefit of the public and the council, a significant portion of the fire department's and the hose company's hose failed their testing. And as a result, I think they'll probably be without two engines until they can get replacement hose.
Yeah, they kept a supply hose on it that had failed. The lesser of two evils.
Right.
So.
Well, we should be ready to go if everything goes through at the next meeting. I spoke to Bob today about that in the community.
Next Monday, we finally have a meeting with the Lebanon Chief, so we'll get that over with. I had a brief conversation with Chief Setnicki just about operations. Everything's going well. Oh, we have nothing to report. Let's see. Next. That's it. Oh, Amy, if you could mention at the Environmental Commission meeting, I have a rain barrel I wanted to
make
for the community day,
here.
So then... Well, I want to donate so they can raffle off again. I will bring it there on Saturday.
Excellent.
And I'll give Alex an email so she knows to prepare for some sort of raffle or donation.
Yeah,
so.
She's not going to be there. Mario will be in contact, so just...
Okay. I'll email him. I got his email.
Yeah.
So they can prepare.
He's doing a great job organizing everything. Yeah. He's really leading the show.
And he's been following up with me on a couple items.
I bet.
Boundless energy.
Yeah.
One less rain barrel in the garage, and that's all I have.
Not collected any in the garage.
No.
All right, for my end, Community Day is Saturday, 2 to 7, with the country run just before, I think 10 o'clock start. I could be wrong. I will be there for a few hours. I know most of us will be, so it's a great day. Hopefully the weather holds out, and we'll have good attendance. We've, in addition to some police hiring, Ms. Mekovitz and our public works director have been diligently working on a couple other hires for the public works department, one to fill a vacancy, a regular vacancy, and another for a seasonal employee. And those interviews have been ongoing, and Ms. Mekovitz had an interview for the court, too, so to fill a vacancy there, desperately. So those move forward. I had a meeting today with the folks from Highbridge to settle on some updates, finalizing the management plan for the Nassau and Springside trails, so that hopefully we can get some plantings in the ground in the fall and get that all kosher with DEP. We also had, I had a meeting last week with the folks at the YMCA. Now that they've completed their merger, they're discussing with various constituencies in the area. For those who don't know, the Y here in Hunterdon has merged with the Bucks County Y, which, from all indications, I think it sounds like it will be a good benefit to the whole system. So, the next meeting, we're hoping to have some approval for some roads for Mill and Pave. This meeting, we've got on our agenda the engineering proposal to do the Petticoat project. The Petticoat project we're going to do was partially funded by the state from Route 22 up to East Main. So hopefully we can move that along so that we can get that done this year and then do a Mill and Pave for some of the upper part of Petticoat as well. So all roughly in sync. And I think the other road that we were planning to do was Allerton with the Mill and Pave. And then we'll see where the money ends up and where we can go next. But the two Mill and Paves I would hope we can do over the summer. And last but not least, we're going to change our, I think the notice has already gone out, we're going to change our meeting from May 11th to the morning of May 10th, 8:30. It'll be available virtually, or 8:30 a.m. It'll be available virtually or in person.
8:30 or 8 a.m.? I think the notice said
8
a.m.
Oh, it was 8? Oh, I thought we had to.
I thought it was 8:30.
No, it said 8 o'clock. Yeah.
I didn't fully read the notice and
full disclosure.
Or does 8 o'clock work for everybody?
I might be 2 or 3 minutes late, but yeah, I can do it.
I can do 8 o'clock virtually.
Virtually.
Virtually. I'll be in person. Just leave it at 8.
Okay. Yeah.
And the reason is I'm a little concerned that we'll have enough members here for a quorum on the next evening. There are a couple conflicts. I may have a conflict. And at that point, we just figured better safe than sorry, and we'll move it. And I would anticipate we'll have a light agenda, very brief, essential items only, vouchers, the resolution for the American Rescue Plan Act to do some emergency services equipment, mostly fire and police related, so I don't see anything controversial. Maybe a couple ordinance introductions, but certainly we have a public hearing tonight, an introduction tonight. We won't set anything for that meeting. Well, public hearings will be at the end of the month of May. And we have that will do for sure that meeting. Yeah. So essential business only.
Hire police officer. Maybe hire.
And of course, an opportunity for public comment. Anything else to add?
No.
All right. We'll move on now to a public hearing. This is for an ordinance authorizing a lease with the Clinton Township Organic Community Garden Incorporated pertaining to a portion of Block 88, Lot 3.02. Also known as the White Cloud Orchids property in the township of Clinton. I think everybody on the council is familiar, and I hope the public are as well, that we've been working for a very long time to try to get this across the finish line and improve the operations of the garden, especially for the volunteers who run the garden, so that it's a little easier for them to have their operation and to really to benefit the community on open space that's preserved through state money and all. So any questions, comments from the council before I open the public hearing?
discussed a couple of times.
Yep.
Just a few.
I'll open the public hearing. Is there anybody here who'd like to come and make a comment on the community garden?
Hi.
Come on forward. Come on down if you'd like. I think we know who you are, but you'll have to state your name and.
Where do I go?
Any either one.
Oh, right here.
Yep.
Okay. Nancy Sloda, resident of Annandale at 21 Lowell Lane, and just wanted to be present here today to thank everybody for the marathon that this process has been, and I'm super excited for what this will mean for our volunteers at Under Garden. Will give us the structure we need to, I think, grow and improve and sustain for decades. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yep.
But, just wanted to say thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. It's been a bumpy road, but I think it's nice to be at the finish line.
It
and
is.
I agree, it'll be a benefit and will help the whole garden grow. So.
Yeah.
Thank you for your efforts.
Yeah.
Garden, help the garden grow.
But other than that, really nothing else I need to
great. All right. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you for coming out.
Sure.
Anyone else from the public who might wish to make a comment? I see one other member of the public. Going once, going twice. Mm-hmm. All right. We will close the public hearing. And in this case, I shall ask for a motion from someone, anyone.
So moved.
Second.
Very good. Roll call, please.
Councilman Weiser.
Yes.
Councilman Kosinowski.
I'll abstain as I'm a member of the garden, but my answer would have been yes.
Councilman Schlitter.
Yes.
Also President Strauss.
Yes.
And Mayor Moore.
Yes. All done. And then we have an ordinance coming up for introduction that, just for everyone's benefit, will essentially cancel the current structure of the community garden as it is established in the ordinance, because that will now conflict with the new setup that we'll have. We don't need to collect fees while you're collecting fees. Makes no sense. So we'll clean all that up. That whole thing will be repealed, and then we'll just abide by the lease. Very good. Okay. Next on the list is a resolution approving the proposal for professional engineering design services for the Petticoat Lane Improvements Project with Mott McDonald, which I discussed earlier today. Take care. Good night. Any comments, questions on this resolution? I think it's pretty straightforward. We need to get the engineer moving so we can try to get this done and finish this year. And
is there any way they can accelerate the timeline, or can they work to accelerate? I'm just worried about it, Brian.
It's going to be tight accelerated.
Okay. Just because of the design. Because we're starting now, the design's not done since June.
They're not going to start till September on this timeline.
I know.
Some dirt.
I know. I guess it is what it is at this point. Can I say April 27th?
At this point, correct.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think our choice would be, and it's a valid discussion to have, do we push to get it done this year on this timeline, or do we push it out until next year?
I think we push to get it done. If we can't get it done, we go to next year because we have to. I mean, we want to get it done. It's been on the docket for a couple of years, right? We just do our best.
Yeah. Any comments from anybody else?
Why would it be late?
Well, the one thing that we do try to do, and this is how we're doing the mill and pave, is we always try to do as much work as we can for road construction in the summer, between the time school lets out and the time school opens. Which it's a tighter window for us always, because the high school starts earlier,
right,
and then the local school ends later than the high school. So there's a small window in there, right? It's basically the last week of June through the first couple of weeks of August.
It's 7 weeks.
Yeah. So it is a tight window to thread. We don't always thread it. And I think we can live without it, threading it. Done before.
If it wasn't done this year, would there be any cost increases? Were we locked in?
We're not locked in.
It would be bid. The project's going to be bid, right?
The project will be bid. First, they have to finish the design.
Right. So maybe into next season.
Yeah.
Usually to say when the best time, you know, you're going to get your best
we move this along because we need to get the bids out there.
And it's particular. Yeah, so we've had that issue in the past where we waited too long and we put the bid out and we didn't get in. One bid, no bids, that kind of thing. We've our engineer, to his credit, he's changed the methodology of how they advertise for it. So now he advertises it in a way that seems like, regardless of when we bid it, we've gotten pretty decent responses.
Okay. Okay.
That said, to the cost, if we can hurry it through this year, costs aren't going to go down.
But then towards the end of the year, when do they actually, aren't they running against the clock as well?
Well, you have to do it
getting the work done
before it gets cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe the schedule here calls for start in about September. I think that
start August 31st and November 29th. It's a 2-month process.
Actual work.
Correct.
Right.
I think they want to go out to bid.
Yeah, July 1st, they'd advertise the bids.
I mean, it's an aggressive schedule for sure.
Yeah. But you have nothing to lose.
We need to try. I mean, the disappointment is so late in the year we're starting. That's the one I need to express.
Thanks.
I mean, that's no secret. I mean, it's April. We've been talking about this.
Well, we got the grant in December.
True. December.
December.
It's April. Yeah.
So it's a busing situation why you need to do it in that?
Well, the road gets closed. Or,
yeah.
So I mean, because of the Petticoat is, if you start at the bottom, I mean, you have like the Fran Field, those people over there, and couldn't you just use Cokesbury, the buses? Like,
I don't know. Well, the school will have to work that out.
They have to reroute the buses.
Yeah. Right.
So
I just didn't think it was that populated up there.
I don't know.
Oh, Petticoat? A lot of people come down Petticoat.
Yeah.
But from like Herman Thou and Hook Mountain.
Pure Sights.
Oh, Hook Mountain.
All the way.
Okay.
That whole.
Even parts of all those little roads off of Petticoat on the way up.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm sure people from Lebanon.
All right. Well, hopefully, we do to try to get it done. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
so, just at this point, then I think I would like to ask for a motion.
Oh, I'll make the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Last, we have an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending Section 198-26 of the Code of the Township of Clinton pertaining to the community garden. This is introduction of an ordinance that, again, I would recommend we do to repeal what we currently have as far as a structure for the community garden, which we are now transferring management to the nonprofit.
Right.
Discussion?
No.
If not, forward. May I have a motion?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. And I would ask that we set the public hearing for this to be the May 25th meeting.
Okay.
And that's that. That's our program for today. Anybody from the public like to come for our final public comment session? Mr. Member of the Public. No? All right. No movement in the audience. So I would ask for a very special motion from Ms. Councilman Glazer.
I make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Yes.
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 Yes.